You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Well, hello. Welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful, beautiful Chicago. For those who don't know me, I'm an author, spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels, angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction, and I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life and have manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never even considered. Maybe you're a spiritual person. Maybe you're not. Maybe it doesn't really matter. Maybe you're tuning in because you're looking for change in your life and you're just learning how to activate the law of attraction. You want to learn. Well, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. I'm a bridge. I'm a storyteller. And I share many, many true and amazing stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and test out my experiences and part of the co-creation of my life. I was blessed with this podcast, seemingly out of nowhere, but divinely co-created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of their lives, take charge of their thoughts, and co-create your own desires with the universe. Make sense? All right. Have I lost you yet? Haha. Anyway, I'm still learning. That's the great part. I'm still learning. And as I learn, I share. We are all co-creators. All right. Let's get started. Today's topic, this week's episode, is topic is vibrational alignment. Okay. So I want to talk about vibrational alignment and energy. But we're going to cover energy continually throughout this process, throughout this podcast, and down the line even more, because it's so fascinating. I find it amazingly fascinating. We're going to revisit it many times. But today, we're going to start with vibrational alignment. So I dedicate an entire chapter about alignment in my third book, Rebuilding in Light. Energy carries vibration. So we're going to talk about thoughts and words and vibration eventually, but we're not going to really touch on that today, but that's amazing as well. Anyway, that's going to be a whole nother episode, but keep that, bookmark that. Okay. Let's get back to energy and vibration. Energy carries vibration. All right. So the best way to explain this, you know how pets sense things before we do? You may have a pet that, you know, gets up, stares into the corner, or runs to the front door when we as humans don't see or hear anything. And then you may say, hey, Rover, what are you looking at? There's nothing there. And what Rover wants to say to you is, and probably does say to you is, yeah, don't tell me there's nothing there. You just can't see it. You just can't hear it. Ha. The humans. See, pets and animals are at different vibrations than humans are. They experience what we can't unless we raise our vibrations, and then maybe we can experience a little bit more. Then at that time, when we raise our vibrations, we're able to notice, to hear, to feel, to sense what we couldn't before. We start having more access to vibrations around us than we did before. You may even begin to start hearing ringing in your ears, something that you hadn't heard before. Then you may tell your pet, oh yeah, I heard that too. I saw that too. Your sixth sense will begin to sharpen, and you'll find yourself in attunement, more in-tuned than ever before. You may start seeing things differently because you're experiencing your life from a different vibration. Make sense? Okay, great. So now you're asking, how do we raise our vibrations? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So there are hundreds, thousands of ways to raise your vibrations. The greatest part is you don't have to go online and order it. It's not, you know, Amazon Prime order and you're waiting for it at the mailbox. You cannot purchase it. You can raise your vibration anytime, anywhere. You could go for a walk. You could go for a run. You could exercise. You could play a sport. Take a hot bath. Listen to music. See a live band. See a live concert. Dance. Go to the beach. Go to the mountains. Go out with friends. The ways to raise your vibrations are endless. Okay, so now you're saying, yeah, but it's COVID-19, so we can't do half of these. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that. When you're vibrating and in alignment is when the universe matches that vibration and things start to change. That's called the secret. That's the law of attraction. You may begin to even attract animals and insects. I know it sounds crazy. I know, but creatures respond to energy. They're all attracted to a vibration. They are all vibrational. So when I first started raising my vibration, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I went to visit a friend of mine who lived in Orlando. I wasn't living in Orlando yet, but I have a friend who lives there. And I had just lost my job and I was struggling with some things. And so she sent me a ticket and said, you know, come for a visit, come chill. So I grabbed the opportunity, was so grateful, got on a plane and started experiencing things on this plane because I had been working on vibrational alignment. I had begun to develop my gifts and I had begun to meditate and learn and, I was learning. And so this is the first time I actually gotten on an airplane since I had been meditating and since I had been discovering vibration. First time I was on a plane since then. And let me tell you, the plane ride there at 30,000 feet, I experienced things I've never spoken about. I never really knew how to describe it. So I really didn't speak about it because I don't know, there's no point. It was just something that I saw, something that I heard, and we'll kind of leave it at that. I just never knew how to describe it. It's just something that I know I saw. I'll leave that alone. But I knew something had changed. I'm like, all right, what is happening to me? So people that are highly ascended experience crazy, amazing things on airplanes. And that's just the beginning, right? That's like a sign when you start, you know that you're in a different place when you start experiencing things. So I landed in Orlando. I went to her house and I continued to work on my alignment. I had some books with me. I was journaling. I was really digging deep into spirituality and I was awakened and not real crazy woo-woo stuff, but I was awakened and I was starting to learn. So I came out of, she had a spare room for me, a guest room that was mine. And, I had been working on, all this stuff in the room. And then I thought, well, I probably should come out and be social. So I came out and I decided to sit at her pool. So a lot of people in Florida have pools. Pools are a thing in Florida. So I went outside and I sat in the pool. I just put my feet in the pool. Now in Florida, pools have cages, these beautiful, beautiful structures that add, amazing, beautiful aesthetic look to pools. They're gorgeous, but the purpose of them is because Florida has so many bugs and they're, they would be alligators and they would be all in your pool. Okay. So, but I was sitting against the pool cage. My back was to the pool cage and I was facing the house. Okay, so I had my feet in the water, just kind of, getting my head around everything that was happening to me and what I was experiencing at this amazing vibration that I was at. So just all of a sudden, the family starts coming out of the house. Her daughter and her husband came out, and they're like freaking out, like, look behind you, look behind you. So directly behind me on the outside of the pool cage was a butterfly. But it wasn't just a butterfly. It was a mammoth butterfly. It was the hugest butterfly anybody had ever seen. And they actually came out of the house like screaming, not in fear, but in amazement. This butterfly was like a dark butterfly, like browner, and huge. I swear it was about 5 inches in diameter. It was huge. And it was just sitting behind me, behind my head. It was the biggest butterfly anybody had ever seen. And it was like something they had never seen. So maybe an hour later, I'm kind of, still like, what the heck? What was that butterfly? About an hour later, behind me appears out of nowhere a deer. Now, they had lived in Florida and in this house about, 10 years, 10 or 15 years. They'd never seen a deer. They were like, where did the deer come from? Like, they were actually questioning if there was a zoo, like if this escaped from the zoo. Like, they've never seen deers. They had not a clue where this deer came from. Again, Karen, what is going on with you? The next day, they found a snake in their grass. Now, snakes aren't very uncommon to Florida, is the deep south, but they had never seen a snake on their property. I think they had been there a decade. Never. They said this is the very first time we had ever seen a snake on our property. Never, ever seen a snake. So here we are within a 24-hour period, a massive mammoth butterfly, a deer, and a snake. And all they kept saying, ever since you got here, these crazy creatures are appearing. It was truly like something out of a cartoon. You know, like in the movie Snow White, and she's sitting in the forest and all the creatures of the forest are like gathering around her. They were at her, vibrationally, they were attracted to her. So something was happening with me vibrationally. So what I did was, of course, I was learning and journaling. I Googled spiritual significance of a butterfly, spiritual significance of a deer, and of course, spiritual significance of a snake. It was incredibly interesting. So last episode, I talked about the palmetto bug in Florida, which is like a cockroach, whatever. So when I Googled the significance of that bug, I learned it was a survivor. I knew what the universe was telling me. And so that's why I always now Google the significance of any creature or anything that comes around me. Can you imagine when you stay at a high vibration, when you align with a high frequency? Can you begin to imagine what wonderful and amazing things await you that you now have access to at that vibration? Now, I don't just mean animals and insects. I'm not saying, this is the all end all be all, but it taught me so much. Every creature has a significance, a message for us. Everything that we attract has a significance for us, everything. I just found it fascinating what we attract when we're in vibrational alignment. It was such a lesson for me, like to test the power that we all have. All right, let's get back to vibrational alignment. So when you want to attract things that you desire, it's the same thing. Raise your vibration, feel the energy, and you'll begin to align with those things that you desire. That's the law of attraction. The key is to feel happy, feel joyful, and be in the receiving mode. Even before whatever you desire appears to you, it's to feel the feeling and be in alignment with the receiving. Does that make sense? Watch your thoughts and words, because thoughts and words carry vibration. Again, we're going to talk about thoughts and words another time. So while you're up there vibrationally, just say thank you and leave it at that. Nothing else is as powerful as gratitude, period. Well, the only thing more powerful vibrationally than gratitude is love. Be grateful and enjoy the vibration. Be happy, align with the beautiful energy around you, and give thanks. You are now in co-creation. Let the universe do its part. Let the universe do its part, and you will be amazed at the miracles that unfold your eyes. It's almost like you'll start feeling like maybe you're in somebody else's body. Maybe it's somebody else's life when you're living your life at this vibration. And that's how your life begins to change. You co-create the reality. That's why there's so many experts that tell us exercise, meditate first thing in the morning, excuse me, and your life seemingly changes overnight. Okay, so I gave you a bunch of suggestions on how to raise your vibration, how to get into alignment. So, true story time, and this one's a fresh one. So, because there's so much that we can't do right now during COVID, we have to dig deeper. So, last week it was, you know, Friday afternoon, and the weekend was upon us, and there was so much that I can't do. I mean, I'm stuck at home like everybody else. I didn't have plans, and I was like, all right, it's you know, late on Friday. And how am I going to get through this? Okay. I'm always very positive. I'm always, you know, at a high vibration, but this is kind of getting to me, and I got to stop it before it turns into something that it shouldn't. So about a month ago, I was in my garage and I found buried at the bottom of a box, my vinyl 45s. So those of you who are listening and know what 45s are, that is a treasure. That's a score. I've kept them my entire life. You know, I had them when I was in my early teens, and I'm, you know, in my early 60s now. So these are treasures of a lifetime. And a lot of people don't have their vinyls, but I've kept them, and I lost them for a while. I lost them for about 5 years. And lo and behold, there were my 45s. I literally squealed with delight that I found my 45s. But years ago, when I moved to Florida, I gave away my turntable. So I didn't have a turntable. And I'm like, I need these. This is the time that I need my 45s. So I went to Walmart and I bought a turntable, like $45, portable. It like closes like a suitcase. It's adorable. $45. Set it up. And around 3:30, when, you know, the day starts winding down, I still had my computer, I was still working, but I was like, I need something to kick off the weekend. I need something to raise my vibration. So I went and got my 45s, opened up the little case, because they come in a little case, and I started playing my records, my 45s, which have helped so much love in my life. Music has helped me through my life. I had some really crappy things happen to me when I was young. And when I was a teenager, a lot of crappy stuff happened. But music always saved me. I always had my records in my room, and my records got me through everything. All kinds of different artists. It doesn't matter. From the Osmonds to the Jackson 5s to Karen Carpenter, Cher, One Hit Wonders. It doesn't matter. I've had beautiful, beautiful experiences with my music. When we were kids, we would get our allowance and we would go on Fridays when we got allowance to the record store. Everybody went to the record store. And although we listened to the radio a lot, because we didn't have a lot of TV, we had like 2, 5, 7, and 9, we didn't have a lot of channels, but we had our radios, and our radios were everything to us. So when you really loved a song, you're like, I'm going to go buy that record. And you would, you know, go to the record store, and everything, you know, was beautiful, big, every record you can imagine and albums. And we would buy a 45. So if people don't know what 45s are, They're just a small one song. There's an A side and a B side. There's two songs. And maybe you got it for, I don't know, 45 cents. I don't really remember. But you would go home and you would play this literally for hours, over and over and over again. You would just play your 45s. So last Friday, I dug my 45s out and I began the most amazing vibrational alignment that I've experienced in a long time. I mean, I get pretty high off of life. I get pretty high off of meditation and communicating with energies. Like I don't need to get real high because I get high anyway. But this was a vibrational alignment that took me through a place that I haven't been in a long time. It was uplifting, is not even the word. I don't know where I was, but I was like on another plane. My music. And I actually did post on social media on Facebook and Instagram. And I said something like, I took a picture of the 45s and my record player. And I said, if anyone's looking for me, I'll be in 1973. Hashtag time traveler. It brought me to a place in my life where music was so inspirational for me and brought me to a place of such incredible joy. Crazy as it sounds, I don't care. I had my own personal dance party and was so grateful and felt such love for these artists and these songs that transported me to a place of complete joy. You know what they say about music? Music soothes the savage beast. Music brings people together more than anything. Music, in my opinion, aligns us more than anything. I don't know. It's my experience. What I would love to tell you is that during this time when you can't go to concerts, you can't go to movies, you can't go listen to live bands, if you can, pull out those records. If you still have your 45s, pull out your 45s. If you have albums, pull out your albums, your LPs. Pull out your cassettes. Okay, they're probably not good now, but pull out anything that you can. Listen to the radio. Find your CDs. Get a CD player. Turn on the radio, download an album, listen to your favorite artist on Spotify or wherever you listen to your artists. Sing, dance, hum, it doesn't matter. Share the music with the artist, connect with the artist, connect with that beautiful energy, vibrate at a beautiful vibration. I am telling you, I did this on Friday, and I believe the high lasted until Monday. I was out of my mind with gratitude. I could have, if I went outside, I probably would have, you know, flown, just lifted my wings and flown because I was so happy. Thank you so much for indulging me and my story of music. I'm here to help. Reach out to me. Tell me your stories. Email me at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com and tell me your stories of how you align and what you're doing during COVID, how you raise your vibration. Hey, let me know about your favorite songs and what does it for you, because I would love to share these stories with our listeners. We are here to help. We are here to inspire. When an artist writes a song, whoever wrote that song, would they even know that those songs, what they do for our lives, the musicians, the lyricists, the whole co-creation has helped me my entire life. And it continues to help me like 50 years later. All right. Please reach out to me and tell me what you're doing. Remember, try not to focus on what's going on around you. Just focus on what's going on within you. Be aware of where you are vibrationally. You're responsible for your own vibrations. So turn off the news, man, and get to it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep your beautiful lights shining brightly. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.